This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million? $5 million? How about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we got some breaking news, and I do have that power stat for you. And then we'll get ticket text, get to the people. We are going to touch on football each hour, and we will give Kenny a chance to do wings in the 4 o'clock because I'm going to demand Kenny say something on the air. And it's not anything that we're going to turn to a drop. Maybe. David, you have breaking news. We know the starter today, and that's not all. Go ahead.
Yeah, we do know the starter today. The lineup is out. The starter has been announced. It is Reese Olsen that will be your starter. And yes, I said starter, not opener, because according to Chris McCoskey, it is a straight start for Reese Olsen. He's not an opener. He will start.
So no pitching chaos.
Doesn't look like it.
So not doing what you've done to get here.
Yeah, completely changing it, and the back-to-back games may have changed everything for their strategy.
Well, that's part of it. It's also the flaw of the playoff model in baseball where you shouldn't have off days between games. You know, again, if you're playing two in Cleveland, you play them back-to-back, travel day to Detroit, back-to-back, travel day back to Cleveland, done. But again, baseball's dumb. So here's the deal. That goes against everything that has gotten you here. Am I wrong to look at that and go, wait a minute, aren't you playing a little bit into Cleveland's hands? Stephen Vogt has gone out and said, I set the lineup for the guy starting the game. I don't set it in a predictive manner to what AJ's going to do. He said that. Well, now he gets to start a lineup knowing it's Reese Olsen. Now, if this is the ultimate troll by AJ, that you leak it out that Reese Olsen's going to be a straight starter, only to then have Reese Olsen throw 8 pitches and go chaos, well, then I tip my cap to you. That's one of the best poker moves we've ever seen. But if this is Reese Olsen pitching, look, maybe he duplicates game one where he pitched really well. Mm-hmm. But you've done this by not having starters.
Right. See, I think that Reese Olsen will play. I don't think it's going to be a troll job because I think it's the just in case of emergency. You go to game 5, unless I know Scooble is great, but what if he's not? And then you have the whole pitching chaos to try to help you get that victory in game 5. So let's see how many innings he can eat up today.
I think if he could give you 4 innings and you're tied or ahead, the game's over.
Yeah. I agree with you.
I don't know. There's some negativity.
But I don't think you can go chaos, and then in the event that, you know, if you're winning, yes, it works. But if you get to game 5 and you threw everybody out there all week long, I don't know how much juice will be in the
arms. Now, again, you'll have a rest day between today and game 5. Plus, it's Scooble. It's all hands on deck in a closeout.
Right.
No, David, I know you won't admit this, but don't tell me for a second that didn't take you aback a little bit, right?
I trust AJ Hinch. That's what I do. I trust AJ Hinch through this entire process. Everything he has done has worked.
He went straight from the White House press secretary.
I am going to trust AJ
Hinch. You're the White. What's the press secretary's name now for Biden?
I have no clue, yeah. but I'm on her side.
The one I remember is the one for Trump. What was it? Sarah Huckabee yes, Sanders or whatever. Yes. You went Huckabee on us. Unbelievable. just listen. Okay, now here's your power stat for the Guardians, David, and Rico, and all of Metro Detroit. Can this number continue? The number is 11.
Okay.
Do you know what that relates to? Cleveland Guardians, playoffs, 11 straight. The Cleveland Guardians have lost 11 straight elimination games. 11. 11.
That's a power
Here
stat.
Comes 12.
Well, okay. That's totally fine to think that. But again, when I heard that stat last night, I go,
really?
Yeah.
So they've never just extended a series.
Nope.
And then got eliminated in the next game?
When you put their back against the wall, you suplex them through the wall.
Wow.
So that could be a source of great confidence for Tiger fans, or wait a minute now. Well, they're kind of due a little bit, right?
You would think so. I mean, but once again, everything that the Tigers are doing, you don't think it's going to last, but it is. So
is it crazy that me, the person who loves starting pitching and who hates this style of baseball, is actually pining for pitching chaos versus a starter?
It's not because it's fun, because it's unique, because you haven't seen it. Now,
because it works.
Now, here's the thing. It's a copycat business. So then you wonder, are other teams going to say, you know what?
They Maybe won't do it in the regular season because you can't execute it. AJ himself said you can't sustain this over a season. Can't do it.
I'm talking like in the playoffs. Like, okay.
Oh, you just upend everything you've been
right,
doing?
And now we're going to go, like the Tigers will become a money ball thing.
I pray not.
Maybe they'll even be a movie.
Hey, Walleye.
Okay.
We're not doing that because I can already hear Kenny screaming about spending. We're not doing
that. No, not that. No, I'm saying that we will talk about the Detroit Tigers and the pitching chaos the way people talk about the Oakland A's and Moneyball.
Yeah, like, I will.
The Tigers will become an adjective.
I hated the A's.
Right.
248-539-9797. David, what did the ticket texts have to say early on today? And then we'll get to the calls.
Two words, Mike. Jose Ramirez. I'm worried about those two words tonight.
I always fear like when a superstar, which J-Ram is, when they've been this bad, don't you feel like they're about to erupt?
See, I don't. Because, Mike, you've watched enough playoff baseball. I have as well. It's something about the pressure hitting a superstar. Either you turn into Reggie Jackson, Mr. October.
Or Aaron Judge.
Right. Or Aaron Judge, where you just can't get out of your own way. And somehow or another, it never turns around. I don't know why.
Famous last words. David, strike this man down. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I'm going to record that. Keep that in my back pocket there.
You know what? You do that. And on Monday, give me the same intensity.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, go show Michael Irvin. Same intensity. Rewrite, reprint, same intensity.
Go ahead.
Whoa, 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 Mike. It's voodoo. What are you talking about? Why are you worried? It's voodoo.
I don't know. It's the way I woke up today, all right? I know. Everything's been voodoo. All of it.
Totally agree with you, Mike. I don't feel great about tonight. Think this will go to game five, and then I trust Scoobal.
Okay.
You've been in Detroit too long. You can't even believe good things will happen to you. They will win 4-2 tonight. Go to the ALCS.
That's not true. True or false? I've said the Lions are winning the Super Bowl this year. True or false? In February of last year, you're winning the North and you're winning a home playoff game. Man, don't put that evil on me. Just because Steve Yzerman disappoints you continually, don't put that on me. More on that at 4. David, go ahead.
Mike is right to be concerned. There's no way the Guardians will be that bad again with runners in scoring position.
Do you put anything into having an actual starting pitcher now? Do you believe that works against you? Remember, look at what AJ did to Vogt yesterday. Look what he did. He deked him.
Oh, he did.
You had Montero for the first six. You get a few runners on, and all of a sudden, oh my God, you got Vogt. Empty in the bench because Herder's in. Well, fooled you. Herder's a reverse split pitcher. The righties hit him. He thinks, he gets righties out more than he gets lefties.
Right.
He empties his bench. Now you don't have any moves for later in the game when the Tigers go righty exclusive. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, listen, I wonder, now you're going to give Vogt and this lineup a chance to see the same guy, hypothetically, two turns through the rotation. Or the order, rather. Excuse me.
But then again, a starter that's going to stand there for a while for AJ, you know, could be just three innings.
Maybe. And again, if Olsen's on, if this is the good Reese Olsen, like what you saw in game one where he came in and really, now again, after the initial uh-oh, he settled in nicely.
Or it could be after the faces the ninth batter. He, hey, where are you going? I'm leaving. See you guys.
We'll get to the phone. Gotta go. We'll get to the people next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.